Disney World boasts a hotel that puts you smack dab in the heart of the savannah, where wild beasts roam free. Yep, that could mean spotting a giraffe at your window. But is shelling out the big bucks for Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge really worth it? My name is Martin, I'm a former Disney cast member, and now I help people like you have better holidays to Orlando. And you're in good hands. Check out our 5-star rating on Trustpilot, and 96% of our guests would recommend this to their friends too. Now, this isn't a cheap hotel, so let's start with some of those Disney perks. Like, with all Disney and selected partner hotels, you get to enter the theme parks 30 minutes early. That means you can hit the rides before the crowds come in. Plus, there are extended evening hours just for deluxe hotel guests, so on certain nights you can hang out in the parks way later when it's way less crowded. This is when you'll find me hitting up those rides that usually have a long queue. For me, this is one of the reasons I look at splashing the cash to upgrade from a moderate to deluxe hotel. But that's not the only way to hit up more rides. Did you know that families that book their holidays with us do on average 5 more rides every day compared to those that book online? So over a 2-week holiday, you could do 70 more rides and shows. Do more in Orlando, or do more Lando, as we like to call it. Want to know how? Just use the link in the show notes below. I don't usually recommend hiring a car for your trip, but if you need one for a trip to the Space Center or to explore the area, you get free overnight parking at your hotel and at the parks. Animal Kingdom Lodge is super close to Animal Kingdom theme park itself, but kind of far from everything else. This place is the only deluxe hotel that relies solely on buses for transportation. All the other deluxe spots are either close to the other parks and usually have paths, monorails, skyliners, or even boat rides. But here, just buses, and you'll find the bus stops near the lobby. Getting to the parks usually takes around 15 to 20 minutes, except for Animal Kingdom, which is only about 10 minutes away. Buses roll in every 10 to 20 minutes, but I'd always give myself around 45 minutes to get from one spot to another at Disney World. Let's chat about the rooms. Most of the lodge's standard rooms are around 344 square feet and feature cool hand-carved furniture and vibrant fabrics. The bathrooms are decked out with animal-themed wallpaper. Just like the rest of the hotel, the rooms are inspired by African design and art, and they're really comfy and pretty. Almost every room comes with a nice full balcony too. You can pick from a standard view, pool view, or a super cool savannah view. Splashing out on a savannah view room will cost a fair bit more than a standard view room. If you're someone like me that's going to be in the parks all day, I'd suggest booking a standard view room. You can walk out and see the savannah near the Jumbo House easily. My personal tip for those with little ones is don't book a pool view room. The pools are open late, and if you want to sit out on your balcony whilst the kids sleep, you'll get all the noise from the pool. I love the rooms at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but they are smaller than most of the other deluxe hotels, but that is reflected in the prices. This tends to be the lowest priced of all the deluxe hotels. Just a heads up though, this hotel is known for having some long walks to get to your room. You'll be walking through some indoor hallways, so you won't get wet if it's raining when you're coming in from the lobby. But some of those rooms are quite a trek from the entrance.
The great thing is you don't really need to plan anything special to enjoy the hotel. This place is awesome for just hanging out.
The lobby is stunning. It's got one of the biggest collections of African art you'll find outside of Africa. Animal Kingdom Lodge has the second biggest hotel pool at Disney World, and it even has a zero entry area. Plus, there's a gnarly 67-foot water slide. This hotel is huge, so the pool is pretty spacious too, and I haven't noticed it getting too crowded. There's also a pool bar. Your little ones can splash around in the pool while you sip a drink and soak in the good vibes. The flamingo area is a blast because they're always hanging out nearby, so you can catch a glimpse of them anytime. And sometimes you might spot other animals too.
You'll find the usual Disney fun like recreation guides who hang out and play with the kids. They also do cool things like Movies Under the Stars, where they show a different Disney flick each night, as long as the weather's nice, of course. Plus, there are a few extra paid activities that you can check out too. They've got a massage and fitness center here as well. Whilst it's not a full-on spa, you can definitely get a massage if you want. Perfect for a day after walking around the parks. You're wasting your time if you booked your Orlando holiday anywhere else. Literally. Wait, what? Why does it matter where you book your trip to Walt Disney World? On average, people who book with us do 5 more rides and queue left every single day. So if you're in Orlando for 2 weeks, that's 70 more things you could do. We love helping people like you do more in Orlando, or do more Orlando, as we like to call it. So how does it work? You'll have a few calls with your Orlando guru. It's our job to find out everything you want to do and make some suggestions. Your guru takes around 9 hours to put together your personal park planner. This is your key to doing more Orlando. Along with tons of tips, we use cutting-edge tech to help you navigate the parks and forget about reading all those restaurant reviews. Disney World alone has over 205 places to eat, and you'll find all the best ones for you in your planner. And don't worry, it's not some complex military-style plan. It's super easy to follow. Plus, it saves you watching hundreds of hours of YouTube videos or asking questions on Facebook just to get confusing and conflicting information. We're the Orlando gurus, so you don't have to be. Normally, our personal park planners cost £248, but when you book with us, you'll get this for free. Queue less and do more Orlando. Click the link in the description to find out more. The main reason to stay here, of course, is for the animals. Usually, if you find animals in your hotel, it's a welcome pest. But here, you can see some African animals at each of the 4 savannas. And the fun doesn't stop when the sun goes down. You're probably hanging out in the park during the day. But guess what? You can check out the animals at night too. They light up the savannas with this cool artificial moonlight. And sometimes you'll even see the safari guides out there with night vision goggles so you can spot animals in the dark. Yep, I mentioned safari guides. They're around most of the day, ready to share cool facts and help you find the animals. Seriously, you can ask them anything, and I swear I learn something new about the animals every time I visit. Plus, stick around to the end and I'll share with you the very best and worst times to visit Orlando. Animal Kingdom Theme Park has some of the best restaurants at Disney World, and it's the same in the lodge too. The Mara is the quick service place at this hotel, and it's a cozy little spot right by the pool. Super chill and easy to get to. Plus, they've got some classic bites you probably know, like chicken tenders, as well as flatbreads and more adventurous dishes. There's a tamarind barbecue pork sandwich, a chicken bowl, and even a South African veggie bowl. Lots of filling options. Plus, they've got falafel and a grab and go section if you're in a hurry. Jambo House has 2 awesome restaurants, both located on the first floor. One of them is called Boma, and it's got breakfast and dinner covered with a buffet that features both American classics and tasty African dishes. Honestly, I think this could be the best buffet in all of Disney World. You'll find dishes inspired by different African regions. The menu changes daily, featuring carved African spice-crusted beef, whole roasted salmon, and some mouth-watering slow-roasted ribs. For sides, you can dig into spiced sweet potatoes, peanut rice, and Zulu cabbage. The cold salads are loaded with fresh ingredients and come in all sorts of flavors. And you definitely can't miss Boma's famous dessert, the Zebra Dome, a layer of white cake holding a scoop of cream liqueur mousse, all covered in white chocolate ganache and drizzled with dark chocolate. It's a fan favorite. Then there's Gico, which is a fancy sit-down spot that's a bit more on the pricey side. It's super romantic and the food is incredible. The place has a cool vibe that makes you feel like you're surrounded by nature. Plus, they have a killer selection of South African wines. If you ask me, go for the filet of beef or try something adventurous and speak to your server. Now let's see if you should get booking or keep looking. Well, if you're an animal lover, you'll definitely want to book a stay here. This hotel has some seriously amazing views of wildlife, especially with those savanna scenes. Plus, just chilling out on the savanna gives you a chance to learn a ton about the animals. It's honestly a fantastic spot for anyone who loves animals. You should also consider booking if you're looking for a bit of luxury without breaking the bank. It's a nice place, and while it's pricier, it's not nearly as steep as the hotels at Epcot or the monorail resorts. But hey, if you're hoping to be closer to the theme parks, you might want to keep looking. I've heard people say they don't want to take a bus everywhere, and I totally get that, especially since the bus rides can be pretty long. Also, if you're not that into the animals or don't care much about Disney's Animal Kingdom, it might be worth exploring other options. So there you have it. Are you going to get booking or keep looking? And if you want to have the most awesome holiday to Orlando ever, then click the link in the description below and book a call with your Orlando guru. And as promised, here are the videos with the best and worst times of the year to visit Orlando.